It's not the first time credit cards have gotten current or former Republicans in hot water. You may recall that dust-up over Marco Rubio's $130 haircut earlier this year. U.S. Representative Kendrick Meek, a Democrat polling behind Kristen Rubio in the Senate race, says this shows the Republican Party as a whole has no regard for ordinary donors. Meek campaign spokesperson Dave Hoffman says this is proof that Rubio and Crist are cut from the same cloth.
The incident occurred under the Speaker's watch and under the Governor's watch. It shows Floridians what is really at stake in this race between Kendrick Meek, who will stand up for the middle class, and two conservative Republicans.
State Senator Mike Fasano, a Newport Richey Republican and staunch supporter of Crist, scoffs at the notion that today's findings are revelatory.
And why I say it's laughable is because it's been going on with leadership in both the Republican Party within the House and the Florida Senate for years, where the party paid for many trips for both the presidents of the Senate, the speakers of the House, and their leadership team, and at times their spouses, throughout the United States, throughout the state of Florida.
Fasano said it was Rubio who had an actual credit card in his wallet, not Crist.
Yes, some of his expenses may have been paid for by the party, but that is routine. And I'm not here today or saying that what may have been done was incorrect or wrong. What I'm saying is you just can't single out one person and not include the rest who have also used the party to pay for travel and their spouse's travel as well.
Fasano says the party should disclose all of its financial records, and to not do so sends the wrong message to its contributors. The Crist campaign did not respond to a request for comment by airtime. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.